Welcome to the PAC Football Report for November 5, 2011. I'm Joe Underko. Today we look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the weekend ahead. For the fourth consecutive year, the Thomas More Saints have captured the PAC football title. Thomas More clinched the 2011 title last week by virtue of a 27-10 road win at second place Westminster, coupled with Waynesburg dropping a 17-14 home decision against St. Vincent on a last-second field goal by Bearcat Morgan Porter. Dal Carnahan of WCNS Radio in Latrobe has the call of the game's final play.
St. Vincent 14, Waynesburg 14, 2 seconds to play. Bearcat Morgan Porter going to try a 24-yard field goal from left to right. After the timeout, snap back, hold down, kick up. The kick has plenty of leg. The kick is good, and the Bearcats have won on the road at Waynesburg 17-14.
Big win, big win.
In other action last Saturday, two PAC home squads posted impressive senior day wins. Grove City overcame a 21-0 deficit with 24 unanswered points, as the Wolverines topped Washington and Jefferson for the first time in 12 years with a 24-21 home decision. Finally, Geneva posted a season high in points as the Golden Tornadoes outgunned Teal 50-31. Bethany had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition went to Grove City sophomore quarterback Brian Pell, who completed 21 of 33 passes for a career-high 305 yards and 4 touchdowns in the Wolverine win. Defensive honors went to Thomas More junior cornerback Zach Ottenriebe, who posted a pair of interceptions, 3 pass breakups, and 2 tackles in the Saint victory at Westminster. Special teams laurels went to St. Vincent freshman defensive back Devin Anderson for his blocked punt and 25-yard return for the game-tying touchdown at Waynesburg. This weekend, 4 more PAC games are on tap, with Geneva taking the weekend off. 8-0 Thomas More closes its PAC schedule with a home contest against 4-3 Waynesburg at 1 p.m. Last year, TMC recorded a last-minute touchdown to post a come-from-behind 14-10 win at Waynesburg. Although the Saints have clinched the league crown, Thomas More needs wins in the final 2 games to clinch a perfect regular season and hopefully secure an NCAA first-round playoff home game. Saint head coach Jim Hilvert talks about his team's 2011 title run.
It's been kind of a wild road this year. I think we've improved every single week defensively. I think we had a young defense that's gotten better and better every single week. And, and I think our kids have realized X on our back has gotten bigger and bigger, and that, you know, our league from top to bottom has gotten better.
4-4 St. Vincent returns home to Chuck Knoll Field at 1 p.m. for a battle with 5-3 Westminster. The Bearcats knocked off the Titans for the first time since the return of St. Vincent football in 2007 with a 21-14 win at New Wilmington last year. A Westminster win would clinch the first winning season for the Titans since 2002. Coming off 2 consecutive upset wins, 2-6 Grove City looks to keep things rolling as the Wolverines head to 3-4 Bethany for a 1:30 p.m. kickoff. It is the 66th all-time meeting in the series that has been dominated recently by Grove City, which has won 13 of the last 14 matchups, including a 21-7 home win in 2010. GCC mentor Chris Smith talks about the W&J win and keeping his team focused after a disappointing start.
If you see the score by itself standing alone, it looks like, well, you know, really a good game and, you know, congratulations. But when you begin to tell people how the whole day unfolded, it becomes, you know, unbelievable, because down 21-0 in the first quarter was not our game plan.
Finally, 4-4 Washington and Jefferson looks to get back on track when the Presidents host 0-8 Teal at Cameron Stadium beginning at 1:30 p.m. W&J has won 5 in a row and 28 of the last 29 meetings with the Tomcats on the gridiron, with a lone loss in that span coming during Teal's unbeaten regular season in 2005. Last year, the Presidents prevailed in Greenville 47-14. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. The latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team always available at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow the PAC on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.